Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Sassy Biggins here from Big in the USA. I thought that I would comment on the season of gift giving. Now, we're all pretty familiar with the whole Christian basis, the wise men that gave gifts to Jesus for his baptism and whatnot. But when it comes to ordinary relationships, whether it's dating or marriage, it tells a lot about a person with how they give gifts, why they give gifts, or as we all know, the quality of the gift, because we have all been receivers of this kindness that we have, this seasonally obligated kindness. Because there's one thing that I really do appreciate about my own personal relationship with my husband. We don't give gifts, per se. Don't get me wrong. Because it seems that every time there's a holiday of, like, socially contracted gifting, it's just all materialism. And each of us is a little bit deeper than that. Like, we don't give gifts on birthdays, Christmas, Valentine's Day. We don't do any of that stuff. That's because throughout the year, we keep it a little more spontaneous. There's just no stress, because gift giving is a stress that no one needs. Especially if you give something that someone doesn't value. There's no disappointment in it for us. He knows, hey baby, what you want? Do they got some Ferrero Rocher? Okay. He goes and gives me the little one, and that's perfectly fine. I get my taste. It's done. We are both happy. End of story. If I start making a steak, I know I'm going to have to make two, because guess who's going to want to try and eat mine? And it would be rude not to make a man a steak after having made one for myself, or just give him mine and I'll eat the second one, because it's usually warmer when the potatoes are finally done being microwaved. And just that whole concept of why would you stress out your relationship with any type of societal gifting? It just doesn't make sense. It has to have a purpose to it. Like, he knows I'm saying I love you when I make him a steak. I mean, I could make him a scarf, but I don't think he'd wear it and he wouldn't appreciate it. And both of us are happier with the whole relationship if I just make a steak. It's when you truly, truly get to know the other person where they always say, oh, yes, we have to be honest. Oh, yes, we have to be true. Well, if it's true, I know women will not agree with this, but what if you tried not giving any gifts to each other at all and did that true act of kindness all year? So there's no societal brainwashing, no pattern. You just do you. Or what if one thing that was extra special came up and it was not near a holiday? And if you waited, it would bypass you. What would you do? I mean, I know we all have budgets and everything. It's like, why not just do what's right for you and screw the holiday? Yeah, we still give gifts to family and stuff, but they're not nice to us the rest of the year. You know, they're just not on board with that. But gift giving does come with certain attitudes, I guess you could say. I'm trying to be really nice about this versus how I normally word it. When it comes to female entitlement, or just anyone's entitlement, but it seems to lean more female. I have 5 sisters. I would know. I totally know. But in a way, it's like programmed selfishness. Who the hell likes selfishness, especially if it's been programmed? And I know there's all this stuff about, you know, Gen Z, millennials, and all the attitudes that people have been creating. And it's like, hold the phone, control yourself, make your own rules and laws for your own freaking relationship. And they always say, don't let materialism take over your life, which is true. And this is one of the ways that you can do that without like joining a commune and becoming a tree hugger and embracing minimalism and, you know, going all spiritual and yogi on it. But seriously, consider it. What would happen? Let's say you're dating somebody and you have this prerequisite where you don't give seasonal gifts. There's no stress at Christmas, birthdays, and Valentine's Day. No gifts. I will guarantee you a very, very high percentage of women will break that promise. I said, but baby, I just wanted to show you how much I loved you. Only 3 times a year? That's it? What about other random acts of kindness? Like, do they really have to schedule being nice to you in order to actually remember to be nice to you? Does that sound like a good relationship? Because we all know that if all the women are breaking that rule and then the men get nervous about not trying to look stingy in their relationship, it's like, but honey, we agreed. Honey pretended to agree. So if she can't go along with a verbal contract, does she really respect your relationship? I mean, it truly does. It strips away a lot of clutter from the relationship, and you're just left with the purity of it, and nothing is contingent about giving of anything. You all know that if you ever broke up, it's like, oh, I gave him this, I gave him that, and I'll be like a list of physical items. But if they're completely removed, the only thing that they would lose is, you know, time and life. But the whole point of dating or partnering up, so to speak, is to spend time together because you want to be there. Items or gifts, materialism, it just blurs your vision of how you see the other person and your connectivity with them. And I'm not saying it does it for every relationship, but getting rid of materialism does let you see clearer because that worry is gone, because you only want to care for their well-being, and well-being has nothing whatsoever to do with what you gave them necessarily. There's no physical items attached to it, unless it's like cancer treatment, but no one gives cancer treatment anymore. So, you know, and that's just the truth of it. Or it also, if a person needs to be fed toys, as I call it, if someone always needs, so, like, if you don't give her the Prada bag every 3 to 6 months, you don't give her the Coach bag or that dress or something expensive on a frequent basis, will that person stick around in your life? Like I said, this is not about cheapness. This is about, do they see you for you? Do they want to participate in your life? Or are you just their sugar daddy? Now, if you really are their sugar daddy, hey, that's the contract. That's the social relationship that you created with this person. God bless. Have a great life. But if you don't have that kind of relationship and you don't want that kind of relationship and you want the person to be honest with you, like truly honest, find out what happens when you remove the materialism. Many of them will not be happy. But they always say, oh, you're not going to get me something? It's like, nah. But at the same time, they don't have to get you anything either. You just go back to being nicer to each other on a daily basis. I mean, how many people think about the other person's happiness on a daily basis, which to me is worth more than any gift? I mean, ladies, think about that. If he is truly the only thing that he thinks about, isn't that better than some dumb piece of dime store jewelry? Unless it's like an ironic gift or something, you know. Or he heard you talking about something and he found something that looked like what you're talking about and you were saying very nostalgic things about it. He's like, here, I thought about it. It was cheap or whatever. You know, it's a way of him exercising his sense of humor. Or it would prove that he was actually listening to you versus not. Because when you have obligated gifts, that's when you start handing out candy and flowers. And jewelry is very expensive materialism. And that's a rich person's game, to be honest. It proves that there's no thought in it. You want your guy to be thinking about you, and every guy wants to leave every girl is thinking about him. And when you truly get rid of some of the cobwebs and the distractions that life definitely offers, you see each other more clearly. You see each other more often in your mind. So you remember the other person more often. And that is better than all the physical junk in the world. As they say, will it keep you warm at night? Will it bring comfort to your soul? Will it bring you inner peace? If it means getting rid of pointless present giving, yeah. Like, everyone has their ups and downs, whether they have good income, no income, whichever. No matter what it is, we never, ever, ever argue about giving each other gifts because we just don't do it. So it's not a cost either one of us thinks about. Because we don't spend that kind of money. We don't spend our money in that way. We don't follow many cultural norms. Like, we'll still do stuff for kids, you know, like nephews, nieces, and stuff. But other adults, like, so we don't even do it for each other. But if someone needs us or something, like get up in the middle of the night and go help them because they have a flat tire. Yep. Be there freaking out when, you know, somebody's husband is OCD and is going crazy. Who's on the other end of that phone every time? Yep. So they always say life is a gift because we're always in the present or something like that. Make your life a present. Stupid shit is just stupid shit and they all collect dust eventually. So ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I don't want to clean it, so that is the only claim I can have for minimalism and having a happier future and being each other's inner peace. Whether it's from a financial side or a be less selfish side, and just truly knowing who you're with and what their reaction is to it. Because their reaction could be a reason to stay or to go. Yeah, no. It's been fun talking. Leave comments below. Yes, we're also on Rumble. Instagram, Twitter, X. I still trying to remember that it's X has been fun. And Locals, if anyone goes on Locals at all. I sometimes post on there. I'm hoping to get more people on there because anything that I want to support the good guys. Let's put it that way. I enjoy supporting the good guys. So, rock and roll, lock and load. Peace out. Merry Christmas. And a happy new year.